proud of it.
Okay. This is our final meeting, the detailed design meeting. And again, I'll take minutes. What we have to get through in this meeting is firstly the prototype presentation from you two, so you can show us what you've been working on so diligently.
It does look very cool.
Then Kat's going to present the evaluation criteria that we're going to be evaluating this against. Then I need to say a few things about finance, because we have to check that it's within the finance criteria. And then we'll be making sure that our product fits both the evaluation criteria from CAT and the financial limits. And then we will have a brief evaluation of the whole process of production and design that we've been through. So we've got 40 minutes.
And then do we get to make a remote control?
Because we missed out.
Yeah.
So it's now, I guess that was supposed to start at 15:35. So we've got until 4:15.
How much do we have? 40 minutes?
Yeah, about 4:15.
Until about 4:15. So, yeah.
Okay.
Go
so
for it. Do you want?
So is it? Are we starting with a
yes?
Presentation.
So will you maybe start with like the shape and things, and then I will explain the user interface things,
okay,
like the buttons and the scrolling things.
Okay. So basically, going with our trend of vegetables, and we selected the color and approximate shape of banana.
You think banana is a safe thing to use? It's a bit phallic.
Yeah.
Well, but it's just an approximation.
Dual use, perfect.
Not your remote control. Oh, that's just bad.
Does it vibrate when you press the button? Sorry.
So basically it's the flip open thing again.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the, okay, so Marika will explain you the user interface there, and it flips open on the side, so it opens like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the user interface.
Wow.
In here, and the LCD and the scroller inside. Well, everything else is probably user interface, so
and it's the whole thing's made of rubber.
Rubber.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it to scale, or do you think you make it a bit smaller?
It could be made a bit smaller, and of course it would be shinier. And yeah, but one thing we actually kind of forgot while designing it, one side was supposed to be rounder. So is it the back side round?
But
yeah,
since it's made of rubber anyway, I think
it does look like the front's like curvy, and then the whole shape's curvy. So I would say that it's curvy. Does look quite like a vegetable.
Yeah, and it's spongy as well.
I wasn't very keen on that.
So the user interface, as we discussed last time, on the cover we just have the very basic things.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the channels here, starting from 1, 2, 3. There would be numbers in on the actual one. So it's 4 up to 4. Up to 7, up to 9, and 0.
I
zero
like
here.
That.
Yeah. And then, well, this is on off button. It's quite standard place for it, and also the color is quite often red, so it's kind of user friendly.
Yeah.
And then these ones would be for flipping the canals back, like the previous one and the next one.
Uh-huh.
And we would also have a little thing saying here, previous and previous next.
So where's the volume?
The volume is scrolling.
On
the,
it's
side,
on the side,
this
oh
one,
you
do
get
just
that
do it like this,
yeah.
and it's on the back cover or back lid, because if you flip it open, you can still do the scrolling here.
Oh, okay, cunning.
See, so the volume is you just scroll, but then once you flip it open, okay, there you have the screen,
yeah,
and you have the spinning wheel with options to choose. Can move back and forth, and then if you need to choose something on the screen, you just push the in the middle button.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Oh, the thing we forgot was like a mute button.
a mute button.
Yeah. No, we did not put
well
that.
Well, we'll have this on the screen, on the display.
So on the cover we have the bare essentials.
On the wheel, if you hold the wheel down, then it will.
On the LCD, you know, the main menu will have various options.
Yeah, but the scrolling is kind of, you have to scroll all the way to make it mute, right?
But if you hold it,
it's a scroll and click, isn't it?
It's a scroll and click, so you.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So that's the whole mute issue.
Yeah. And okay, so so the voice recognition is also just part of it. You can't really see it in the interface.
Yeah, it's hidden in there.
And
somewhere.
We do have the logo on it as well.
Very good.
So I think.
And it's with the black and yellow, you're even in the right colours.
Yeah.
So fetch.
Yeah, cool. I think we could do the logo in grey, as it is on the website.
Yeah.
We ran out of resources here, so.
Yeah. If you have questions,
let's have a look. Test it out.
Look like a cat.
It's a sort of intermediate colour, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, you hold on a minute. It does feel cold and slimy. I hate Play-Doh, it's just minging. But yeah, oh, that's cool. Cool.
Very good. Yeah. Okay, so maybe if we go on to evaluation criteria.
Okay.
And then we'll. I suspect we're going to have a couple of minor finance issues, but we'll see. I'm sure we can get around them somehow. We'll just send all of our manufacturing to some nice poor country and cut some of the prices that way.
Wales,
for example.
Cool. Okay. Right. Okay. Fabulous.
Marketing expert.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So what we're going to do is prepare the evaluation of the new design. So we're going to be using a 7-point scale. So one is, you know, yes, it totally meets what that requirement, and seven is, no, it really doesn't. We need to go back and start again. You know, basically what I did was I went through all the like user requirements and things that we've done and we've worked on and like made a list of them. You know, so that we can evaluate each one and like, so it's about going back to the start and saying, oh yeah, we did manage to do that, or oh no, we really forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So these are what they are.
Ah. So for each of these, we need to give it a 1 to 7. Is that right?
Yes. I did have A, B, C, and D down here, but it seems to have turned into like just bullet
dots.
Points.
Never mind.
Okay, but if you can imagine that they say A, B, C, and D, then that would be really good.
I guess we'll give it maximum points and everything.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely attractive.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, the locatable thing we actually forgot.
Well, I thought we'd kind of said that you'd have a little thing to stick on the TV.
Yeah. Shall I just prepare it now?
Just prepare one now.
Yeah.
It will be red too.
Cool. Okay. So, be attractive to look at. That's this one. What do you all say?
So,
seven wasn't the maximum, yeah?
Yeah.
I go for seven.
Yeah. It's terrible.
We're all so
sexy.
Proud of the carrot. Okay. Yeah. So, that'll be a seven for A. Oh, no, you can't whilst that's up there. Okay. What I've done on the next page is I've set it up so we just put the marks in.
Ah, okay. Excellent. Except we can't.
Yeah,
we
but that's
well
all right.
Can
if you
I
take
I can
a
take
note of them, then
yeah, I'll take
them
a note.
A
it's fine.
Okay, so we're all agreeing on seven for A.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Does it match the operating behavior of the user?
I think
it does.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing that we were considering was that this thing is kind of more for right-handed people than for left-handed people. So if you're left-handed, you're kind of left.
Yeah. So
so
we might want to do like another model, another version, which is like exactly the mirror image of this one.
Yeah. But that's going to be a problem because you don't always have all left-handers or all right-handers in a family.
Yeah.
I think
it's not a huge problem
because I think left-handed people are already used to discrimination anyway, so they just
But I mean, because it's not like it's a pen, you know, left-handed people can't normally write right-handed, but they can normally do most things right-handed.
Yeah.
So
right.
I would say it's not such a big issue.
Yeah, because I mean, anyway, right-handed people would be able to scroll with them. So if the
majority
are right-handed,
you can use your finger to scroll rather than your thumb.
Yeah.
So I mean, that does kind of negate the whole RSI issue.
Right.
So maybe we need to put that needs a little bit of investigation. Maybe give it a 5. I would say. What do you all think?
6. Or maybe 6 because it's just one among the issues.
I think most people are right-handed, so in terms of our greatest target group, I think it's pretty good. But we
one
might
more thing
want to flag
is
it for management. They might want to.
Okay.
It might be a little clumsy when it opens up, right? So it opens in the side.
No,
so
yeah, but we have it nicely with the hinges or whatever.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it won't be a problem. It will be, and it will be. It won't be heavy.
I think the alternative is flipping from the top.
But it's a bit long.
Kind of really
it's a little bit long. Well, I mean, it can be open like this, of course.
But you were thinking about making it smaller, yeah?
This kind of makes more hand.
So you
and
have
two,
to
it might interfere with the IR
flat.
Channel.
Yeah, but if we flip it open only as much as that.
Okay.
So it works like a mobile phone flipping, but you know, as long as that side's flat, then that will work.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so C. Are we admitting defeat on C, or are we saying we're gonna stick a locator on the TV?
No,
there's a locator.
Dot
cool. So that
I just take on TV.
That does mean you need a little speaker on it, though, doesn't it, to make it beep?
But the sample speaker is included, so it has some capacity to do.
Yeah.
Some to make
so
some sounds. So
that's true. So that's 7. Yeah. It's locatable.
Yep.
Fabulous. D.
Intuitive, completely intuitive.
if this means intuitive, if it means the way people kind of are used to finding things, and it's I think
it's 6 because the standard layout for numbers is 3, 3, 3, and 1 rather than the way you've got it. And I really like the way you have it, but it's not the immediate thing that
intuitive.
You're used to.
Yeah, and I mean.
And even the scroll, it's a new technology, so
might be
a little more difficult for people to get used to in the beginning. So it is kind of not very intuitive, but it's a good technology.
But
I mean,
and
once
it's something that they will be experiencing in a lot of different places soon.
So should we maybe say a 5 and say it is intuitive, but it's different? So
yeah.
Do you know, I mean, it's obvious how to use it, but you might have to think about it first. So we give that one a 5, you think?
Okay.
Yep.
You can't give a 7 in everything, so.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're accepting this. It has taken a little while, hasn't it? Intuitive. But. Sorry, it's really hard to write on those. I just went a bit mad, didn't I? Okay, cool. E. Okay. I guess this comes back from this whole B thing links in here. So possibly for left-handed. Investigate.
Yeah, but otherwise it's superb.
So should we give it a 6?
6?
The ergonomic design, well... I mean, I don't know. I mean, the repetitive stress things, but then who would be really pushing the button so much on the on the remote control anyway?
Yeah unless you are all the time sitting.
Yeah. So it's kind of.
I used to
send 50 texts a day, you know, and I never got repetitive strain injury from that, so I find it quite hard to believe, to be honest.
Yeah.
And moreover, it has the LCD and everything, so that, we minimize the pressing of the buttons anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so we give that a 6, yeah. Okay, F.
Yeah, have a voice.
Voice
does
have 7.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hang on, how come it's showing up with the things there, but it only had bullet points there? That's
oh, that's the second one. So you must have changed it on this one where it's got score, but not on the previous slide.
Oh, okay, cool. Right.
So it has voice control.
Yeah, so that's a 7 then.
Technologically innovative.
It's the most sophisticated remote that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But in terms of the actual technology, none of it is actually
well,
new.
We have the sample speaker as well, which is, but I mean...
All of the components have been used in other things before.
But at the same time, they're all relatively new.
They've never been used in a remote control before, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you reckon? 5, 6?
Yeah. What do you all think?
6.
Yeah.
I mean, how far can you go with a remote control, really?
Well, that's it.
It still has to do what it has to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, everything has been used in space before it gets to anyone else, really, hasn't it? So... I don't think many people...
Space remote.
That's it. They can take it with them.
Put fashion in electronics.
Absolutely.
Yeah, isn't it fashion? Yeah, sure.
The carrot banana.
It's the maximum fashion.
So we give it 7.
Fruit and vegetables are fashionable these days. So.
There we go.
So I think we've
pass.
Done very well. But
cool.
Very good.
So we need the average here. So you've got...
The average is about 6 and something.
Yeah.
A little bit over 6.
7.
There are how many 6s?
No, wait. A little bit under 6.
So that's 28. 3 6s.
And 1 5.
18.
Oh, 3 6s. Okay, yeah.
28, 38, 4 7s. 46 and 5. 51. 51 divided by
6 point something, yeah.
About 6.5.
6.5.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty good, I think.
Now wait until we get to finance and if we can afford it. That's all you've got at the moment, or did you have anything more?
No, that's it. Yeah.
All right. So finance, and we'll see if we can. Unscrew this first.
Cool. Sorry, there we go. And there are the marks.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Signal.
I guess you'll have to wait for a bit.
Okay, so we've looked at the prototype presentation and the evaluation criteria, and now we have to calculate the production costs. So I've got an Excel spreadsheet to help us do that. Can you read that? Almost. More or less. I started filling it in, but... Of course, these are provisional, so we have to go down. No hand dynamo, right?
Yeah.
One simple battery. No kinetic energy, no solar. The chip we're going for, an
advanced
chip on print. We also said the sample sensor and sample speaker.
Yep.
Single curved surface so that we can fold it.
Yes.
Case material, we said rubber.
Rubber.
Yep.
I don't know what special colour means.
I think it's not monochromatic.
Yeah, probably. So I think this is probably special colour.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, but rubber comes coloured, doesn't it?
Rubber comes
coloured.
It's maybe it's like if you want titanium coloured or wood.
Or maybe if you want some kind of pattern thing on it.
Let's leave it
at
0 because it's easier.
Yeah, you might end up having to take off the.
We're definitely going to
have
to.
Push
so we've got push
sensor.
Button and then.
We have scroll wheel as well.
scroll wheel with push button we had, no?
For the muting.
Yeah, we had for muting, yeah.
Yeah.
And we have LC display and
and button supplements.
We're not using any of that.
Yeah, but what do we have? We have LC display, but the
spinning wheel's spinning not wheel. There. I think maybe it's integrated with the LC display.
Okay, let's say so.
Push button there, haven't we?
I think the push button. Oh.
But then you have.
I don't know if that's one.
That means you can only have 25 push buttons in total, doesn't it? Not counting anything with still being budget.
That seems unlikely.
What is the limit?
Whether push button means that
we have to count all
count
of them or
by button or do we?
I don't think that makes sense.
No, it says what is the kind
of interface. If it is push button, then you get a 0.5. It's a scroll wheel. So we've put it's push button and scroll wheel and LCD display.
Yeah.
So that's the three kind of interfaces that we have.
So as we can see, that's way too expensive down here.
What's our criteria?
Our budget's 12.5.
Yeah, the sample sensor will have to go because that's the most expensive thing.
Yeah. So that has implications, though, for the.
No, it does not have for voice recognition, but it does have for the feedback speaker. That when you say when you press one, it says one or it says hello.
But that's a bit of a gimmick anyway, really, isn't it? You can afford to.
And the locator also goes away.
But it was very innovative. And then
so that means no locator, does it?
Yeah.
I mean, does
the sample speaker is expensive, but we could just have some very very easy device that just beeps.
Yeah, because the sample speaker was, I think, more complicated than
just
a beep.
Yeah. There you record your samples, your speech samples.
Okay.
Also, in the case, I'm not sure that you will evaluate this as a curved surface because it's just rubber, so it's probably a flat surface rubber. I mean.
Right, so we need 150 off.
See, I was going to say the scroll wheel push button thing, because
take it down to just a scroll wheel. But we could.
So that would mean that we cannot press.
How do we make a selection in the LCD?
If in the LCD we can scroll, right? But how do we make a selection if you cannot push?
No, you can push this one, but we don't have a push button. We don't have this muting mechanism for this scrolling.
Well, you just have to spin
you
it down.
You can have to scroll it straight, roll it straight down for mute.
So no, that's 0.3.
But hey, it's the scroll wheel, and I thought we were referring to this as a scroll spinning wheel and push button thing.
But I mean, we can put an additional mute button on the top as well, if you.
Yeah, I mean that wouldn't actually cost any more. That's the spin wheel, though, isn't it? Didn't that come with the LC?
That's with the.
That comes with the LCD.
Yeah.
We decided because it's not on our list.
Yeah.
So this is.
The scroll wheel is on the side.
Right. So we are adding costs for both, right? Okay. I mean, I think this is a good.
So we're 0.3 over.
We're 0.3 over at the moment.
Unless we just take off the scroll wheel altogether and just have push buttons for the volume, could still put them on the side. But I mean, the scroll wheel's pretty cool, but.
Instead of scrolling here, we have two buttons here for up and down on the side.
Yeah.
Sounds good, actually. Yeah.
Rather than having three different things that people have to do.
Okay.
There we go. Oh, look, we're way under budget and we'll make huge profits and we'll all get bonuses.
Yeah, well, we could admit to the single curvedness now, couldn't we?
or that we have to have some sort of special colour. So that's all right. We'll leave it at that, and then I can send it back to management and say we weren't quite sure about the colour. If that costs extra, that we've still got some space for it.
We have.
Excellent. All right. So did we lose on our evaluation criteria as a result of doing that?
No, I don't think so.
Because we keep all the features, we keep voice recognition, we keep LCD display.
Yeah.
Instead of having scrolling, we just got rid
of a gimmick that was never in there anyway. And the scroll wheel is, I mean, essentially the two buttons there is not a great difference, I don't think.
Yeah. All right then.
But we lose the locator.
We are going to have a beeping thing.
So instead of a speaker.
But yeah, yeah, it's not like sample speaker, but it will just beep. So we still have the locate.
Yeah.
Cool. That's not a very exciting colour. I think you should make it more vegetable-like.
Which colour? The colour of the phone or the colour of the...
Oh, the beeper thing.
Well, it can be yellow as well. It can come in the same colour as the...
Because
the case.
We won't have run out of our pot of Play-Doh with that.
Yeah, I think Jen wants it to vibrate. You know your pen vibrates?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. My pen vibrates. But only for a very short time. Okay. So, looks like we've designed a banana. we've just got about 10 minutes or so left of the meeting, so it would be good if we could just have a little talk about the project itself and how it went, so that we can feed back to the management for next time they're designing a product.
Cool.
Feedback, ideas?
Yep. As far as creativity is concerned, yeah, I think that was... There was room for creativity. The only problem being that at the end we had to cut some things down because of the budget we had.
I think one thing that was lacking was that we did not know what the various things cost to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we kept adding things randomly.
Yeah.
So
if
had
we'd
we had known
that sheet at the beginning, we should have been like, okay, so we can have that lot.
That or not.
Yeah.
Just work together and see what we get.
So all the random decisions at the end could have been prevented.
But in terms of the process of going and working individually and then coming back to a meeting, that worked.
I think because the meetings were so regular, you know, it wasn't like we were alone for very long, so you didn't go off and think, wouldn't it be great to have a vibrating remote control shaped like a banana? And then, you know, you come back 3 days later and Jen's going, look, it vibrates and it looks like a banana.
Yeah, the means were very, very good, the means we used.
Mm-hmm. The whiteboard digital
and
pens.
And the pens.
I like the pens. I want one. That would just be so cool to do all your notes.
Yeah, you could take it to lectures and just write stuff down
and
have it printed out.
Yeah, it's
great.
I wonder what one of these costs.
Do you think they'd notice if one went?
I don't think you should say that was the recording.
Okay.
Okay, cover up the microphone.
Yep.
Okay.
But that worked well, having a whiteboard that we could draw on as well as having the PowerPoint, because I find that the problem with PowerPoint often is that it's so static and you can't change
it
once
a bit
you're
limiting,
in.
Yeah. Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and this time also the time limits that actually preparing the...
Nothing flew in. You didn't have the whole whooshing thing because there wasn't time for that. So
That's all right, that always irritates.
Not
me.
That you can do that on the board either. Yeah. You can make some little
But I mean already just preparing the slides before
totally.
The
I
meeting.
Yeah, totally. I mean that was fairly tight anyway. I mean especially with that last minute alteration. And you can see with your brackets. This has just had to be changed. And yeah, so cool.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to say nice things about Jen now?
Presumably. you can say nasty things as well.
I was satisfied with the leadership.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. You weren't like a dictating leader, so that was always good.
You have to say that because I'm taking the notes. I'll leave the room and you can
have
another
go. I know you've got the pen, you might attack me with it.
And then the teamwork, I think it worked
quite
nicely.
Quite well. Did anyone feel that they were getting sort of covered up and not being able to...
To express them.
I guess it was a fairly small group, so all of us got to express our opinions.
New ideas found.
It's pretty new. Pretty novel solution for a remote control, really. All this flipping open thing. And
I don't know. I didn't go shopping for remote controls.
Yeah, neither did I. But I've never seen anything, and none of my examples were was like this actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll be looking it up next time I need to write an essay. Right. That looks boring. I'll see if anyone's
made maybe we could have a patent on this one.
Yeah.
Patent.
I think we'd like to think the ideas were new, but we've got no way of finding it.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you can always go to Google and type in banana remote control.
vibrate.
And,
Yeah, but that would just come up with like other things. Really
nothing. Really. True. Yeah. Okay. So costs are within budget.
Yes.
All within budget, including a little. What have we got? €1 left over for bits that we didn't foresee. We've evaluated.
Yes.
The project.
And
you've got
fabulous.
The scores. Can you put that in the project documents file?
It's in the project
documents.
It's
in there already. And the process we all didn't really have any major problems with. Was there anything that you found difficult or anything that didn't go as smoothly as you
My
thought?
Main difficulty was the time pressure. Yeah. Otherwise.
Yeah, sometimes it's like a little bit rushed.
I thought that was good though, because if you're given too much time, then you've got nothing to do with your time. And although we could have made the hours better had we had 5 more minutes.
Okay then. I think we're still well within our.
Yeah, we've got like 5 minutes left.
We've got about 5 minutes left, but if we're finished, then we're finished. We're just too efficient, and
we
should
are.
Never drag a meeting on just because you have extra time.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I would say that's the end of that meeting.
Thank it was a pleasure working with you.
It was
same here.
Very productive day.
We can draw animals on the board again.
No, I don't think so.
You can make some animals. Oh, you don't like them?
No, it's just minging. It smells so bad.
It doesn't.
It
smells
does.
Quite nice. It smells very sweet.
Right, so we have to complete the final questionnaire and meeting summary when they.
Is there a questionnaire already sent?
I don't know if it's already sent or not.
No, it hasn't been.
Presumably.
Do
I
we
have
to go back into the other room, or can we stay in here now?
I don't see why you can't stay here, really.
My cake's in the other room.
Did I save this one? Production costs.
I made your animal for you.
It was supposed to be pink.
Yeah,
but it was blue
the
on
one
the board.